This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Archer straight back. Everybody out. Under pressure. Down he goes. Tony Casillas.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring to you former Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle, two-time Super Bowl champion, Tony Casillas. Good afternoon, sir.
Guys, how are you today?
I would be doing better if you can tell me why the Cowboys don't care about your position anymore. Can you help me out with why that is?
Well, I just don't think they have the personnel. I watched that. I was in the building last week versus the Ravens, and I just couldn't believe the lack of devotion when it comes to the intensity. And I think everyone's talked about it, but it was kind of lifeless, and I was really surprised considering, you know, I thought it'd be a bounce back game. I know there's somewhat of a challenge. You know, Baltimore desperately needed a win, but I really thought that these guys would respond considering what happened the week before that. And I just, it's very perplexing. And, you know, honestly, I just, when you look at Mike Zimmer, and I'm a big fan of Mike, I mean, I've had experience with him, but I think maybe he's asking them to do a little bit more than they want to. And I think that's where the problem may lie.
What do you mean by asking them to do a little bit more than they want to?
Okay, well, I just think that, and again, I think that, you know, it's the third week of the season. I think there's a lot always in expectations for, you know, the Dallas Cowboys. Remind me of if someone tells you it's a, you know, it's blockbuster, these Brad Pitt, George Clooney, all these megastars and whatnot, and they hype this movie up, and you go see it, and you're like, that was the worst movie I've ever seen. And, you know, sometimes it reminds you of the Dallas Cowboys, especially, you know, week one, you look at Cleveland, you look at, you know, the measuring for that game. Everybody gets excited. And then you know, you have the Saints and you're like, wow, what happened there? And then obviously last week. But I just think that, you know, Mike Zimmer's defense is obviously different than Dan Quinn's. You know, Dan was a little bit more – not careless, but it freed you up a lot more. Guys had a lot more opportunities to make big plays with not much as much responsible as Mike Zimmer's defense. And it more really pertains to the heart and soul of the defense when it comes to the interior, kind of the boring things that people don't really want to hear about, but where that's where the main cog of the defense is. And I just don't think that when you look at the Mozzie Smiths, you know, when I look at that, one position, the two tackles, they're asking these guys to play. It's somewhat boring, but it can be a defense you can make a lot of plays. There's not any slants. It's not schematic. It doesn't get exotic. You know, Michael may be exotic, but obviously, and this is a long answer, it's the being patient and not being every play is going to be a knockout play. And I think the way that they played last week against certainly the Ravens, there was not much heart as far as playing more, I guess, devoted to disciplined football. And, you know, to me, that's not – sometimes that's not fun, but it can be very gratifying. In the long run, it's more, you know, to me, you can count on it more. And, you know, to me, it's more consistent. And if you don't have the personnel, you don't have the dogs, you don't have the guys that want to do that, then it creates problem. And you guys have seen it. It's gotten exploited. And really, it's very perplexing to figure out what is going on with that side of the ball.
Oh, yeah, man. Tony Casillas joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. You've been in that trench. How much of it is just want to and desire versus technique and all that? Like, can you kind of explain how those go hand in hand to win the battle to stop the run?
Well, I think in the run, it's It's just a dog. It's a dog attitude. It's not very hard. I mean, all you have to do is play a technique and, you know, a three technique, a one technique. You have to stay in your gap and maintain that. But more importantly, you have to have some passion. And, I think it's just you're asking your defensive lineman to make one, like a half a second responsibility, whether it's, you know, the A gap, B gaps, be in that gap. And then after that, let it eat. Go make a play.
You
got to bring the juice after that. I think for me, it's the passion. You guys watch it. And I think when you go back and you just watch guys just getting blown off the ball and their shoulders are turned to the sideline, it's very vulnerable for the inside part of the defense because of that. And as much as people love to watch Micah play, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence to me is a guy that doesn't get enough credit. That dude plays every down. But a lot of what you're seeing now is everyone's going to try to take Micah out of the game. There is a pattern here. We all talk about this all the time. They see the films like, okay, we're going to take number 11 out, and then we're going to make someone else beat us. And that's exactly what they're doing. And I think when it comes down, it's Micah's got to make a decision. You know, do I want that battle? Do I want to be put in there? Do I want to put my head in there? Do I want to be, you know, the grind guy? Because it is a grind, and that's the philosophy, especially in sign, is that you have to grind it out. And if you don't have guys that are able to accept that role, everybody likes to get upfield. Everybody likes to get sacks. Everyone wants to get takeaways and tackles for losses. But when you're trying to find your soul, and when you're trying to find an identity all of a sudden where you can't stop the run, the last three games of teams have rushed for more touchdowns in franchise history, it's time to find some soul searching. And to me, it's pretty easy if someone wants to do it.
Okay. That's an amazing breakdown as we talk to Tony Casillas right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm curious about a couple of things. Like, I know the coaches, hey, their job is to coach them up no matter what, blah, 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 blah. How quickly can you tell out on the field or in practice or whatever if you're like, that guy, he doesn't have the dog in him? And can it ever be taught?
Well, I just know this. I think the Cowboys should reconsider drafting any defensive linemen from Michigan. I mean, I watched Michigan last week against USC, and that's been said. But the point being is that it has to come from the individual. And you have to, you can evaluate talent. You can coach talent. But the best part about it is on Sunday. That's when it's the preparation the week before. And you can't tell me that there's something out of sync during a week prior to a game. I mean, I've been in locker rooms. I've been with the guys that we need to turn this thing around real fast. It's not about pointing fingers at you. You look at me, you watch the film, you work on your technique, and you play your ass off. And to me, that's not – you can't coach that. I mean, you've heard this forever. Corey, you have a son that's playing seventh grade football. He's a defensive lineman.
Yep.
But if you don't have the heart, especially as a professional athlete, and you don't want to do the job, then you need to find someone else. And to me, that's what I've seen. And, you hate to criticize guys when it comes to their heart, but everyone watches it. You know, whenever time you get gals as much yardage as they did last week against Baltimore, Derrick Henry they just carve him up. And you just see guys just getting blown off the ball. And there wasn't any passion. There wasn't any of this angriness that you had to have as a defensive lineman.
And Kevin, he's dead on. Just like my son Carter, you gotta, when you love something, when you love it, you're passionate about it, you're all about it. You're doing all those little things.
I think it's hard for the fans to understand that too. And look, I think that we've all been, as an athlete or as a team, even when I was with the Cowboys, we've gone through a bad a run where we just weren't – this wasn't happening. But, when it comes to, the desire and the passion and just the pride that you have as a defense, then that's when you really test, a lot of personalities. And again, it's just not, hey, it's just not point fingers and it's that guy, this guy, you know, it's a collective deal, but I think it could be corrected. And I would expect it to be corrected tonight against the Giants, I would think. But at this point, it's all about proving to yourself, proving to each other that we can get this done. And the hell with the outside noise. This is something that's internal that we have to take care of. Because deep down inside, it's embarrassing. It really is. And you have to live with that.
You know, a lot's been kind of made, too, of CeeDee Lamb being expressive on the sideline, Micah and DeMarcus Lawrence being expressive on the sideline. When that's happening, I don't necessarily on that case specifically, but when guys are getting into each other on the sideline like that, what's going on there? Is that usually a discussion of equal minds saying we're going to get this together, or is there usually a rift between the two?
I think it's just frustration. I think it's frustration because, you know, CD, both him and Dak, they got paid, obviously. We all know about that. But, you know, CD, when you fumble the ball and you have a chance to get your team, your offense down to score, you got to make that play. Or, you know, the offensive line's not blocking. They can't run the football. I mean, there's not opportunities. I mean, you know, Dak can – CD can get 20 targets, but if Dak, the situation is right where he's not open, I mean, you just can't force the ball to one particular player. You got to get it to him because right now, CD Lamb is their best playmaker. I mean, they can't run the football. Mm. I mean, the whole deal with the running back by committee is not working with these three guys. So I think you got to force it in. And then when you're not having success and on the defensive side of the ball, you're just getting gouged. So all of a sudden, it creates a lot of negativity, and I think you lash out at different guys. But you know the body language. You know, I mean, you can tell the body language of guys. I mean, you know their personality just by reading their body language. And so the bottom line is that you just got to calm down, you got to sort it through. Look, we're frustrated. We need to do something about it, but we just can't individually do something about it. It's a collective movement. It's a collective thing. We need to get this turned around, and hopefully we can do that. But it can't be like five or six different guys in that locker room blaming it on someone else and, hey, it's all about me. It's got to be all about everyone getting this thing together. And then the coaches, they got to do a much better job too. I mean, there's a lot of accountability. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but this is it's a big football game for this franchise tonight. Early on in the season, you go 1-3, you lose to the Giants. If you beat, 12 out of the last 13 times, I don't even want to think about what could happen if they lose.
Because the answer to that is their season is over. I'm right. No. It is. I'm telling you, I'm right there with you. I do not think the Giants are a good team at all. I think if you lose this game, unfortunately, you're going to keep going, but I think that is terrible for your
future. Well, I think it just has a propensity to implode more.
Yep.
And there's a lot more things that are going on, more that related to football, and I think that creates issues. But it's a long season, but certainly the expectations for this team and what we buy into every year has been totally disappointing thus far. So, yeah, this is a very, what they say, must-win tonight. I think it's a must-win for the Cowboys, even if it's the fourth game of the season.
Well, either way, I want to give you a heads up. We got Jerry Jones with us tomorrow at 10:30. So if they do lose, say a prayer for us going into that interview. We'll see how it goes.
Well, you guys, I'm sure you guys will handle it tenderly.
Yes.
Hopefully you'll be in a good mood tomorrow.
We'll see. Yeah, definitely hope so. And all that being said, all the things we just kind of discussed about the negatives, on the flip side, does one win solve all the problems, or is that just a Band-Aid? How much does win help?
Oh, absolutely. Winning solves everything. I mean, it's a week-to-week deal. And the best thing about this game, on a Thursday, you don't have to wait that long to just get rid of that taste, you know? I mean, this solves a lot of different things. And that's all you can do. The only way you turn it around is to win. I mean, there's no moral victories for this team. There's a lot of expectations, but I guess we'll find out how good they are. I mean, I expect them to win, but at this juncture, I'm just like everyone else. I'm a little hesitant to to jump on. And look, Dak, if you lose this game tonight, there's going to be a lot of people jumping off that bandwagon, I tell you what.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now, I'm curious, going back a little bit, when you were playing, where were the Giants on your hate-a-meter? Like, when you were determining, I really hate playing against this team, for whatever reason, where did the Giants fit in that?
Well, I think the Giants were, they all were, we all hated. I mean, I would say, I don't know, it was the Giants 1 and the Eagles 1A, and then Washington 1B. And, yeah, because we hated them all. It didn't matter. I mean, that's the way you play the game. You play with that type of approach. You know, they're trying to take something from you, and you're not going to give it to them. And that's the way you play that game. And look, it doesn't take you that much motivation to get up for, I don't know, maybe it's different now, but I wouldn't think so, to get up for your division opponent, especially the Giants, and especially a game that both of these teams want to win badly. I mean, the Giants have gotten embarrassed the last 12 out of 13 or 13 out of 14 times, so they want to win. And the Cowboys, look what's happened to them the last two games. I mean, it's both of these teams are playing for something.
This might sound like a weird question, but based off of what you just said, do you think that more athletes should maybe kind of have that they're trying to take something from me attitude opposed to, you know, whatever else is the motivation right now?
Oh, yeah. I think that a lot of that gets lost with the money, because the guys make, and we kind of put that, like, everyone wants to get their bag of money, and yeah, you got to. I mean, you're not in the NFL that long, so you got to take advantage of that. But you know, there's a certain amount of pride, and especially with the Cowboys, you know, what it symbolizes. It's America's team. It'll always be, and people love you or hate you. That's never changed. That's generational. Cowboys have always been a love or hate relationship, but they even hate you more when you win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think that that's what you put out there. And I think athletes have to play with that. You have to play with, there's got to be this burning desire that I'm going to go out there and kick your ass. And if I go out there and I try to have that approach, and it may or may not work out, but I know that next time we play each other, you'll remember me. And that's always, I think, your legacy, or just when you play someone, because you play each other twice a year, you'll see them again. But you want to know the next time, that dude's going to remember you. And it's not going to be easy. So I think that that's the approach. I think that should be approached, and I think it is. I mean, that's the way a lot of guys play, that they want to leave that imprint on you, that you know that next time I meet you, that you better be ready and, you know, put a little scare factor in them too while you're at it.
I like it.
Love it.
He means imprint both physically and mentally, I think, is what I took.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you very much, good sir, for the time. That was outstanding.
What's that, guys? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I just said thank you for the time.
Yeah, man, it was awesome talking to you.
You were too busy laughing at our hilarious joke.
Time, guys. You guys enjoy the game tonight, and hopefully you'll be talking about a win and not something that we don't want to go to. And that's 1-3.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm with
agreed,
you, man.
Agreed. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Casillas right here on 105.3 The Fan. Clearly the Twitch, the YouTube, and the Fantex pleased by him and by that interview.